Om Shanti. That wasn't a very good Om Shanti. Can we get an Om Shanti? There we go. So, welcome to the International Young Adults Retreat. This is the 24th retreat that's been happening, so you're entering into a very beautiful legacy that has been created here in Madhuban. For many years, youth have been gathering in December. Can we get a quick show of hands of, is this your first time for the youth retreat? Hands up. First time. Okay, wonderful. Well, special welcome to all of you. We will be starting off this morning with a beautiful video that has been created. The theme of this retreat, as you can see, is a Sato Pradhan lifestyle. So this video will help set the tone about the yagya that we are a part of and the love and history of this yagya that's here. So we'll play that momentarily, and then we'll have our senior sisters, Gopi and Dipti Ben, who will come join us and officially induct and inaugurate the retreat.
There is only love. Like moss plunging towards the flame, we journey to our home again. Like flowers open to catch the sun, our minds are open to see the one. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba. Dearest Baba. You came to this darkest night. You gave us back our inner sight. You found us broken and full of shame. You gave us back our crowns again. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba. Dearest Baba. You sowed in us the seeds of time. You showed us how the seasons rhyme. From high to low, from rich to poor, we find ourselves inside your door. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba. Dearest Baba. Beauty makes me weep.
Holding this beautiful atmosphere, I would like to invite Gopi Ben and Dipti Ben to come join us. For those who haven't met them yet, these two instruments have been sustaining the youth for a very long time. They're the big sisters of this retreat and have been guiding this gathering for many years. So they'll share with us and welcome you all again.
And I won't say a warm welcome, but a very, very warm welcome. Lovely to see all of you here. December is a very special time. And you know, this retreat has been running for 24 years. Next year it'll be 25 years. So many of Baba's children in young bodies, youth bodies, have been through the December period. And we've had very powerful moments in this time. Who's been to this retreat before? Raise your hand. Okay, whose first time is it? Ooh, you're in for a treat then. Good. So in one word, what was your experience as you were watching that video? One word. What was your feeling as you were watching that video? Peaceful. surrender.
Sorry?
Family. Truth. Love. Acceptance. And the rest of you, was it too cold to feel anything? What did you feel as you were watching it? Happiness. Yeah. 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 This is your part of your ancestry. This, what you saw on the video today, is the energy of the flame and of the yakya. The pure love between the daddies has sustained this yagya for decades. Right? Their love for Baba has sustained the yagya for decades. There's so much joy and lightness there. And I know that for many of you, you will probably not have had a personal connection with the daddies. But I feel that the sustenance of the daddies, even though they're not physically available for us, is felt in the atmosphere in Madhuban. Because whatever pure thoughts they've had, they've invoked all of you here. And when you are in Madhuban, whatever the reason may be, a retreat is often a reason to focus our energies, right? And nothing better than at the end of the year. And so as we tune in and we focus our energies, make them more subtle, clean, we start to absorb the tapasya, the virtues, the powers that are filled in this atmosphere. And I know that most of us here come from very different backgrounds than Madhuban. Madhuban is like a little cocoon of pure energy, right? But when you go back home, not so much a cocoon of pure energy. It could be your school context, it could be your work context, it could be your center context. But there's a lot of conflicting energies out in the world. Right? And there's a little part of your heart that feels, yes, this is good. What Baba is giving me is good. But, dot, dot, dot. We want to finish this but. Because for this retreat, whatever the theme is, you will explore the theme and feel it. But my feeling very much was, it's time to set our hearts free. Whatever you may be carrying in your heart, small, big, anything from the past, any influence of your environment, any doubt, set yourself free. Set your heart free. This is probably the biggest gift you can give yourself. Because when your heart is free, Baba can use it powerfully. And the reality is that all of you sitting here today, you didn't find Baba. Baba found you. What do you think? Did you find Baba? Were you looking for Baba? Not really. But he was looking for you. And he found you. And there's something that Baba needs to accomplish through you. That's what makes your life worthwhile. You've done something and created a memorial with God. And that memorial is eternal. Because whatever you do now in Sangam Yug, you will reap the fruits of that around the whole cycle. So when we combine our karma with Baba's energy, imagine the fruits we're going to get in the rest of our cycle. That fruit from your previous birth has brought you here today in Baba's home. So I have faith that you have done something very, very special in Baba's task. And Baba has brought you here at this time to help unlock the key to your heart. Baba knows your heart better than you do. And when we're in a retreat like this together, the first thing we have to do is start to unwind, relax, and let go. Let go of the fears, let go of the worries, let go of the conflict, let go of the tension. Just let go and let this little heart that's a little bit closed maybe start to open. Trust Baba. Baba knows how to liberate you. And Baba knows how to make you happy. Baba wants to make you happy. Very happy. But in the journey to happiness and love, freedom is first. And so my pure wish for this, for all of you, and whatever it is that you're going to learn and absorb, is free your heart. Keep this aim of liberating the heart, cleaning it, and putting it in front of Baba, and saying to Baba, use me. Miracles have happened over the years. And the souls who are supporting this retreat, I'd like them all to stand up, please. All our lovely souls who are supporting this retreat. You see these angels around you? They've been on this journey of December's for many, many years. Many years. They sat where you sat one day, one time. And now look. And they've spent months lovingly preparing a beautiful process for you. They've been doing it in Baba's remembrance. And I am fully confident that when you surrender to the process, you will learn something very, very beautiful. So, Sister Shivani from the USA. Sister Assi. Suzanne, I couldn't see. Sister Suzanne from Sweden, right? Sister Assi from Israel. Sister Piyush. Brother Piyush from Dubai. But he's a real mother. He's a mother in a brother's body. And next to him is a grandmother in a mother's body. This is Brother Sham. He's like an anchor for these retreats. Any problems? You go straight to Brother Sham. And then our wonderful Sister Sapna from Australia. And Brother Lois, this is the dada of the IYF. This is 24th year, right? And he has been quietly supporting with so much love and clarity for many, many years. He's from Switzerland. If you want chocolate, you can go to him. Swiss chocolate is some of the best chocolate in the world. Right? So, enjoy, thank you, enjoy the flow, enjoy the process, let go of everything, your expectations, your wishes, your hopes, your desires. You're in Baba's home. That means Baba knows what you need better than what you know what you need. Do you trust Baba? Yeah? So when you trust someone, what do? You do. you hand over. Right? You let go. So I just have one mantra for you. If anything starts to happen inside you during this retreat, let go and let God. Let go, let God. Let go. So just as you remember the Om Shanti mantra, huh? Let go, let God. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. And I guarantee you a miracle will happen. Okay? Now I'd like to welcome Dipti Ben. Dipti Ben is often described as the mother. I'm known as the father. So between us, we have a very good balance of love and law. And Dipti Ben has been a wonderful friend and spiritual companion on this journey for many, many years. We've both been watching and supporting your growth for many years. And that's why we're so happy to be here with you.
Om Shanti. I was just thinking how this journey began with young energy. The confluence age began with young energy. And Baba definitely knows how to do that. And so each time that we have these retreats, there's the obvious that's happening and there's the powerful that's happening. And both are happening simultaneously. And so during this time, just allow the powerful to hold you. When your thoughts become ordinary, just say no thanks. Because anything that happens in Madhuban, you amplify. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And so for the next 5 days, just give yourself the opportunity to accept the highest from Baba. And even if the ordinariness comes in, or the limitations come in, just say, not now. Don't give it space. And wonderful things will happen. You know? Don't enter this retreat from the thinking you brought with you. As Sister Gopi was saying, just let go. And also during this time, I find two things happen. One is the process that you'll be on. And the second one that is equally important is your personal process. So a lot of things will happen during this retreat. But in this next few hours, as the opening is unfolding, ask yourself, what is that special journey you and Baba are going to go on together? And make that your thread through the whole time. So one is when you are part of everything. But I find for myself, in Madhuban, you need to have both these. And it's your personal program. Whatever it is, like for me, during the time when we had our silence retreat, I had a program with the 8 dadis. They were just available to me in this beautiful photograph. And I really used my time in between to learn from them and to mentor from them and to take the power. It was very powerful. This morning when I was journaling, I realized how much this had served me. So you know your own personal need. You know that special part that Baba can help you make right. Don't wait for another time. This is the time. Don't say when I go back, I'll do this and that. Make it powerful here. Ask yourself, what is that personal change which I want to bring for myself. And let it happen with Baba. And don't let your age limit you. Don't let the energy of thinking I'm a youth limit you. You are a soul that has arrived. And that the fact that you've arrived here, God is waiting to do His bit. So make it powerful. If during the time there are moments where you feel you need to release and you need company, we are here. You can come and talk to us and we'll go through it together. Okay? And if you feel sick, then come. We are here. Yeah? Anything that's a need that will make your time here with Baba a lot more comfortable and powerful, this is what Baba's home provides. So a warm, warm welcome to you. May you have a powerful 5 days ahead. Baba's waiting.
Thank you both for a beautiful welcome. So now you have met both the strong anchors of the team and you've met all of the pillars of the 6 on the design team who've been working to create a very beautiful atmosphere. And now we would like to get to know all of you. So I'm going to pass the mic to Suzanne and we'll do some brief introductions.
Om Shanti. So we would like to do a circle around so that everybody gets a chance to share their name, country, and your bhavna for yourself for this retreat. Yeah. Okay, so I'm Suzanne from Sweden, and the bhavna for myself is combined, to be combined with Baba.
I'm Amish from Dubai, and my bhavna for the retreat is to have a connection with Baba.
I'm Aryan from New Jersey, USA, and I want to be connected to Baba more.
Om Shanti, my name is Manish, I'm from Canada, and my bhavna is I want to improve my relationship with Baba.
Om Shanti, I'm Akash from Manchester. My bhavna is to be light with the thoughts that are there and being processed within me.
Hi, my name is Anurag from Millipetres, and my bhavna is to be content within the surroundings I am in.
My name is Dhruv from Zambia, and my bhavna is to become more pure.
Om Shanti, my name is Adarsh from Zambia. My bhavna is to connect with Baba.
Om Shanti, my name is Amit from Chicago, USA. And my bhavna is better relationship with Baba.
Om Shanti, Rahul from USA. My bhavna is to hand over to Baba. To hand it over to Baba.
My name is Sanjay from Sri Lanka. My bhavna is 8th of Yoga.
Om Shanti, my name is Nikita, I'm from Dubai, and my bhavna is to trust Baba.
My name is Gurunadan, from Sri Lanka. My bhavna, my life is giving always Baba.
Om Shanti, I'm Chaitya from Dubai, and my bhavna is to figure things out, laukik as well as alaukik.
Yash from Dubai, and my bhavna is to have blind faith on Baba, and hand over everything.
Chaitanya from Dubai. My bhavana is to surrender to Baba.
Rhythm from Australia. I want to connect to Baba.
My name is Dev from Australia and I want to learn something new here.
My name is Vedong and I want to connect with him.
Kenya.
My name is Budi from Indonesia. My bhavana love with Baba.
My name is Tarun, Sri Lanka.
அமிர்தோடைய மிஸ் பண்ணல.
He said his bhavana is to not miss any not to miss Amrit Vela any day.
My name is Kunalini from Sri Lanka. I love Karma Yoga.
Om Shanti. Enda per Hinduja. Naanga ilanga Sri Lanka. Adavadhu எந்த சூழ்நிலையிலும் வந்து முரளி வந்து அஞ்சு தரம் வாசிக்கணும் என்று திட சங்கப்பம்
எடுக்கிறேன்.
எந்த பேர் வந்து அஞ்சலா. நான் ஸ்ரீலங்கா. And aim on the surrender out.
Her aim is to surrender.
நான் இலக்ஷனா Sri Lanka ல வந்திருக்கேன். என் aim வந்து எந்த ஒரு சந்தர்ப்பத்திலையும் ஸ்ரீமத்தை மீறக்கூடாது என்று.
Her aim is to not her aim is to fully follow Srimad.
இந்த பேர் கபிஷா. நான் ஸ்ரீலங்கா இருந்து வந்திருக்கேன். ஒருபோதும் முரளி அமிர்த ஒலையை மிஸ் பண்ண
மாட்டேன். அமிர்தோல இந்த முரளி.
My name is Vidyashni. I'm from Sri Lanka and I wanted to maintain all relationships with Baba.
My name is Primella. I'm from Malaysia. My bhavana is to connect and surrender to Baba.
Hello everyone. Everybody. I'm Thomas. I come from Vietnam and the bhavana is live in God's love. Live in God's love.
Live in God's love.
I'm Shanti Bhavesh from UK, and the bhavana is Bhavesh to step back so Baba can step forward.
I'm Shanti, I'm Roshni from the UK, and I think my aim is to really try and to refocus.
My name is Paulina from Greece, and my bhavana is to feel Baba.
Om Shanti, my name is Tarya from Indonesia. My bhavana is being with the one Baba and one family.
Om Shanti, the name is Sanna, and the bhavana is to have more purity in thoughts, words and deeds. I'm from Finland.
Om Shanti, I am Henna from Finland. And the bhavana is to deepen the relationship with Baba.
Om Shanti. I'm Sangeeta from Dubai. My bhavana is to be constantly connected with Baba and never lose myself.
Om Shanti. My name is Prajful. I'm from Thailand. And my bhavana is to have a Sataprasan lifestyle.
Same as her. My name is Mary from Cambodia. So I want to go through this process, understand the Satopadan lifestyle and keep it alive for the next 12 months and see how it's going.
My name is Batya from Israel. Just to enjoy this beautiful family.
Om Shanti. My name is Maya Jita. I'm from Russia. My bhavana is become to true instrument of Baba.
Om Shanti. My name is Anjali from USA, and my bhavana is to fill any gap between me and Baba.
Om Shanti, I'm Cherry from Malaysia. My bhavna is to let go of past.
Om Shanti, I am Ragi from Chicago, USA, and my bhavna is to be able to be consistent in following the Srimad.
I'm Shivakanya from Australia, and I really want to strengthen my connection with Baba.
Hi, my name is Kima. I'm from Australia, and I want to let go.
I'm Shanji. My
let go. I'm Shanti. My name is Vidishaya from Australia, and my aim is to get my yoga power. I'm Lavanya from UK in Australia, and I want to learn and be observant.
And my name is Shivani from California, the U.S., and my bhavna is to be a carefree king. Can we have a quick show of hands of those who are 13 to 15? Can you raise your hand who registered that group? Wonderful. So for those 13 to 15, some sessions will be with the big group here. You should have a special schedule that will say that. And then some sessions will be separately in room 1. So we'll make some more announcements about that, but just to know that you'll be here with the big group for some. And some sessions will be just with the 13 to 15-year-olds.
Just to finish the circle of introductions, you said you didn't
exist. Om Shanti, I'm Haran. I'm from Sri Lanka. And my bhavana is to experience the seed stage.
Asif from Israel, and bringing a completely new energy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all. We'll have to repeat names since we're a larger group now, but at least this gives the feeling of where everybody is from. So we're going to do an overview of the retreat now so you can get a flavor of the process that people will be going through. Everybody got a schedule? Can everyone pull it out? Wonderful. So, as we've repeated, the theme is a Sato Pradhan lifestyle, keeping sacredness alive. So each day has a different theme, which you'll see at the top. So today's theme is the confluence, a sacred time. Tomorrow is children of God, then the gift of the divine intellect, the gift of the divine eye, and then finally living like a lotus. So each day the sessions will be in this room from around 10 to 1, and then in the afternoon 5 to 7. And lunch every day starting from tomorrow will be in silence. So we found that during the retreats you often receive a lot of input from a lot of people and discussions, and the mind and intellect need some time to digest that. So we really feel like keeping that power comes from the power of silence. So each lunch we'll have signs on the tables that will say silence. So together we'll all go leave from this space starting from tomorrow, and we'll eat together in silence. And then dinner you can digest with your friends, but at least one meal should be about concentrating that power. In the evenings, we also have some small sessions. These will only be 30 minutes after dinner, but it's just the time. It's called sweet family time. It's a chance to come together again, just to digest the day, what has touched you? What are you thinking about? How did that day go for you? What is opening up? So after dinner, there'll be those sessions. And then Amrit Vela, we'll have special Amrit Velas in this room. And also evening meditations will be in this room. So for both morning and evening meditation, we'll be in here. And you can see how beautifully this room has been set up here. So this is designed entirely for you. The room is always open, so you can come in whenever you like. We have a special corner called God's Lap. You can go sit in God's Lap. And we have some sofas. You can come in the afternoon and do your journaling or chat with a friend. We also have a creative station. We have different art supplies. Over here on the left, there's a creativity zone. We have different markers and pens. You can express yourself however you like. Maybe for Morley class, you want to try drawing one day. So like this room is designed for you, so you come in whenever you like and enjoy the different spaces that are here. We also have sports that will be happening in the afternoon. So at 2 o'clock here, we'll have Brother Bhavesh right here. Will you raise your hand? Who will be doing yoga classes, Hatha Yoga. So 2 o'clock, Hatha Yoga will be in here. And we'll also have cricket happening at 2 o'clock to meet at the reception. So after lunch, 2 o'clock, if you're interested in cricket, you meet at reception. If you're interested in yoga, you come here. No hands raised for Hatha Yoga? Okay, we'll offer it again. We'll offer it again tomorrow then, maybe.
Brother Bhavesh on the floor will offer Hatha Yoga today in this room at 2 o'clock. If any. Oh, nobody was interested, okay. So we go on. Who wants to do a hike today then, 2 o'clock? Yeah, that's plenty. So then you can also gather outside the reception. Yeah. The main reception, yeah. Yeah. No. With the transport. So both cricket and the hike at 2 o'clock by the main reception.
So some more logistics, because we're going to go through all of this now so that we can have a beautiful time in the park. So the badges that you have, if you can keep the badges on during the duration of the retreat so that we can make sure that we know who's in the room. So keep your badges with you. They'll also be used for Baba's meeting. So these are very important badges, and they'll be handed in at the end as well. So please do not lose those. They are your entrance to Baba's.
Also, the badges, when we have lunch in silence in the dining room, there'll be separate allocation for us. So the badges mean that the sevadaris know that you're part of the retreat. They won't throw you out. Right? So this badge is your access also, because it tells everybody and all the sevadaris and heads of department that you are a retreat participant. So.
You have your notebooks with you as well, so those you can, they've been specially designed and brought from Indonesia, especially for you, so you can use those throughout the retreat. If you need anything, if you're cold in your room, if you get sick, that's what we're here for, so you can talk to any of us or Diptiban, and there are many resources we can help support you, and that's what we're here for. So please do not be sitting in your room cold, sick, and alone. That will ruin the rest of the retreat, and we are here for that.
If anybody needs somebody to wake you up for Amrit Vela, then maybe in the room you are sharing, you can just talk together so that you make sure that you wake each other up so we can help each other with that.
Well, otherwise, just come to one of us in the team, and we will come and knock on the door.
Last thing is that when you're in a retreat like this, that there is a power that is built up over the course of the days. And when you're constantly interacting still with the outside world and Lokic world, sometimes that power can get drained. So we would encourage you for these next 5 days to try to avoid things like your social media and hanging out at the internet office for a very long time. If you need logistical contacts with parents and guardians or whatever, that's totally fine, but we just find that it ends up draining a lot of the energy that you build up in these sessions, then get dissipated afterwards. So as much as you can, this is a chance just for 5 days to really be with yourself. No comparisons, no scrolling, no looking at anybody else except for yourself. This is about your life and taking this opportunity. You've come all the way here. Take these 5 days just to look at your own life, your own being, and be fully present here with us. So that's our encouragement.
And also, I can just share my experience. We were in the silence retreat in Pandabhavan before Christmas, and we actually handed in our mobiles because it was silence retreat, but that was such a powerful experience of being completely offline. And personally, I felt it's only those days, and then it will be like normal again. So really, I felt it's a chance to take these moments to really go deeper and not to have the attention pulled to the mobile again and again.
You want to surrender your mobile phone? One step closer to God.
And the experience for me, it was really freedom in that, because it became so much time, and I started to be more in the present and more in the conversation with myself and with Baba. And I think also so many of us share that same thought, that we want to come closer to Baba and experience that in different ways. And then a key thing is to not have my attention pulled to the mobile. So that's an opportunity.
There's something very subtle happens when we've had a powerful experience in yoga, and then we go straight to our social feeds. The yoga builds the power of concentration, and when we give energy to our social feeds, it disperses our concentration. We lose power. So if you can go on a bit of a diet for the next 4 or 5 days, serious diet, we can definitely help you by looking after your mobile phones. If you would like to surrender them, Sister Dipti is sitting here. She's a very good trustee of mobile phones. But just for 5 days, you know, just go on a diet of these things. And you'll see a big difference, an increase in the subtlety of your connection with Baba. A lot of you have said you want deeper connection. So God isn't available through a mobile phone. Yes. Did you want to say something? What about what? There's a mobile Murli, but there's Murli being spoken every morning. Let me tell you something. Different things happen in your brain when you read Baba's Murli and when you listen to the Murli. Different things happen in your brain. Reading, you won't pay as much attention. Listening, you have to pay attention. And listening breaks the subtle ego, which is what is the main obstacle in your connection with Baba. When you listen to Baba's Murli, you'll start to see where your mind's wandering off. It's happening to your intellect. And actually, when you don't read the Murli, you will listen more carefully, which is what you're meant to be. Otherwise, people read the Murli in advance, and then they get into the classroom, and Om Shanti. It's like Murli time is for sleep time, because I've read the Murli. And Murli is the time when it's spoken, that when we're in the awareness of Baba, we feel the importance of who is teaching us. Then what is being said goes very deeply, penetrates very deeply into our system. So the offer is there. If you'd like to surrender your mobile phone and step up to another operating level, you can.
When we anyway talking about mobile, somebody forgot their mobile on the registration table, so I have it here. Yeah.
So then just looking at this flow again, at this schedule, this retreat has been carefully designed from one step to another. So each day, a lot of care has been put into how does one session link to another, link to a theme, link to a process. So you're beginning a journey. You're beginning a 5-day journey that will take you very deep and very, a lot of things will open in these 5 days. But part of that means being present and being there for these different sessions. So we encourage you to be there for each of these sessions. We find from our own experience that coming in and out and only coming for one here, one there, it just doesn't have the same bhavna, doesn't create the journey. You're just at an intellectual level. It's not sinking in. So we really encourage you to really step onto the full journey, take part, and really be fully present for the rest of these 5 days, and then see what magic happens. And that being said, the next session will be in this room that will start at 4:45. So if it's starting at 4:45, what time do you all need to be here? 4:40, yeah? Okay, so if you can come here at 4:40 to start right at 4:45, we're going to be very punctual this year. So each session will start exactly on time, and with all of your cooperation, things will go very smoothly. And with all of that finished, now we move on to a next beautiful step, which is something new we're introducing this year. It's a new type of chart that has been created. So if we can have our wonderful sister Bea from Italy will guide us through this process.
Hello, good morning. I'm happy to see the faces of those I know already, and I'm happy to see the new ones. So, welcome. And yes, this is a chart that was designed by a sister in Rome, and she's very artistic and creative and fun, and so it's a chart that needs drawing, so you don't need to write anything, and it's like a scheme. But I want to go over to the board. Okay. So, the time to check in the chart can be your day, your week, your year. So I do highly recommend to use it for your past year as a closure as well. And, of course, to check it during the day, you know, what is happening. And so this is your... Yeah, this is not very important. I'll use another pen for what's important. This is just easy. So this is your progress, you know, the aim you have. It could be a better self or develop some new dharana or become perfect. I don't know. You choose what you want to be. And this is the timeline. So, of course, if it is one day, you know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., blah, blah, blah. Yeah? This is the time. And if it is the year...
This is an important part of Baba's Srimad, the chart. You know, if you want to come closer to Baba, it's one of Baba's main directions. If you can't see, I'm going to ask you to move, get up out of your chair and come and sit in the front here. Pick up a thing and come and sit in the front here.
You'll need to see what I'm going to draw soon.
Okay, just bring, get up and come to the front for a few minutes with your notebooks. And pay attention so this goes in. Otherwise you're half paying attention and then you'll be asking questions afterwards.
I also need a tissue, I think, to... So many coming. So, this is clear, right? Oh, thank you. This is the aim. So, like, if I choose this line, I don't know, is when I am asleep. And this line is where I am very low. Yeah, like feeling so sad and down, I can get up of bed. So, and then I can choose, this is my soul consciousness stage, for example. Or this is where I feel very happy. You know, just to give your progress kind of a line. And this is time. So if it is during the day, you choose hours here. And if it is the year, you can choose months. So in this, it will come something like, okay, I started the year in Madhuban, so I was here, yeah? And then something bad happened in January to me, so I went down here in my own personal experience. But that also helped me to grow, and so I had very beautiful experiences during the next 2 months, you know? So this is what can happen during the year. But also during the day, you know, I had a very powerful Amrit Vela and then I wasn't feeling well. So here I can put a sign of physical weakness, you know. And then Murli was fantastic. Offering Bog was fantastic. And then, you know, it can go on like that during the day. And then I can see, this is the important part of the chart, is that I need to be aware during the day of what's going on. It's not that I reach 9 p.m. and then I have to remember whatever I did. No, it's that during the day, I'm aware, oh, I have waste thoughts in this moment. And then, you know, I can write it down. And I'll give you now a legend. Do you understand what a legend is? So there are some symbols which have a specific meaning. And you can create your own, of course, but I'll give you a guideline. So these are in red are the symbols connected to progress in the sense of direct progress. So going up, yeah? So I'll try to draw them. So this is a heart, yeah? And this means love, feeling love for Baba. But, yeah. And here you can put love for Baba, love for the family, you know, when you have this experience of connecting through love. And here, it's a heart with an heart inside. And this is the combined form. You know, when you have the experience of being with Baba, so close to Baba that you are combined. So, this is a flower, and we know it means virtue. So, it's a moment when I am practicing my dharana, you know, when I am putting into practice what was my aim of the day, for example. Or I can see there is a challenge, but my behavior is really good and authentic. Oh, yes, yes, sorry. Then there is a V for victory. When you are facing something that is going on and you reach a point where you feel it's over, so you won over it. And then this is a magnet.
Sannyasi, yeah? And it's the meaning of being pulled by Baba, of being attracted by Baba. You know, there are some yoga experiences that are, okay, I have to make the effort, I have to remember, you know, and I'm there trying to have a good experience. And then there are other moments where I'm just pulled and I'm just there, present. Sorry. Then this is something very interesting that Wendy did. So, anyone can see? Everyone? Yeah. So this is a F for faith. Yeah? And this is a heart. And this is for the moment, probably more of the year than of the day, don't know, where the only thing that kept you going is faith. So there was not much going on, and maybe there were many struggles, not strong experiences, but the faith made you move on and continue in that month. So, So this is a bow. Yeah, a bow. Yeah, and this is the meaning of a gift. So when we feel blessed that we receive blessings, we receive a lift. You know, so Madhuban is one of the places where we get full of bows everywhere. So they create it.
A gift bow.
Yeah. Blessing. And then we have the diamond, which is your self-awareness, self-esteem, you know, when you see yourself and feel yourself as a diamond. So there are other two in red, and then I'll have to make the other ones. So, one is a ladder, and this is when there is something that happened in your ear or that happens during the day that you really feel is taking you up. But it's something you are doing because you have to take the ladder, so the difference with the gift. So it's an activity, it can be a service activity, you know, it can be anything you do, action that uplifts you. Okay. Then we have a crown. Yeah. And this is when you have reached a good stage. And the last one is a spiral. Spiral, yeah. When in your intellect, good things are going around. So you are contemplating, you know, there is a good spinning going on. So I can put quality content. Okay. So, these are, let's say, the positive ones. Not that the others are negative, because it's all a journey. So, for example, here I could have put combined. Yeah? And here we'll see now. There is a symbol of being sick or physically not unwell. And here for Amritvela, I could have put
you know, a bow for my experience. So, of course, you can create your own symbols and your own signs. So based on what is happening in your life, you can also think what would be the symbol that could describe this in the best way. And that gets very interesting because you have to think about what's happening in your life. To give a symbol, which is the essence, you have to really think and understand what's going on. So this is good. So now I have to do the other signs, and yeah, I don't know if you want to take a pictures. No. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so the similar ones are made up with the blue. Okay. So the good. Where? Oh, sorry. Is that a word? Is it a word? No. Well, there might be some mistakes, eh? Yeah. So, of course, as we can go up the ladder, we can go down the ladder, yeah? So, in another color, we have the ladder going down. And this is also an activity, you know, something that I do that is taking me right down. So, again, during the day, I can see what's happening and I can clearly see during the year what already happened that took me down. So, action. Okay, then I have, instead of practicing dharana, I am being a thorn. So this is a thorn, yeah, that I'm pricking everyone. So with my behavior. So yeah. Yes, then we have the other spiral, which is when we have waste thoughts or negative thoughts, but you know the repeat mode. Then we have love, but we also have attachment. Yes? So, this is our companion for now. Attachment. And we can see in our progress, you know, if it was love, we would go up. If it was attachment, we go down. So, yeah. Then there are other signs that I put here. So this is body consciousness. Yeah, one is quality of contemplation and the other one. Well, you can do it anti-clock if you want to, but, you know, one is clockwise and one is anti-clockwise. Okay, now it's better. This one. Huh? Oh, no. You can find the opposite, but not everyone has. Yeah. These are just ideas, you know. Then you can create your own. Actually, that is the fun. So this is some potion, like a medicine, which means you got sick. So it's when you have health problems. this is very clear. You know, like here, I had some health issue, I will put the potion. So this is, what's called in English? Lightning, yeah. Yeah, thunderbolt, yeah, the one of Harry Potter. So, and here is when something happens, it's like a shock. You know, something in the drama of your life is happening and you get shocked, or there is clash with someone else. There is a bit unexpected, so it's like coming with full strength. Okay, then we have this one, which is like this is weight, yeah. So I wrote 50 kg. So this, you can put 100 or 500, I don't know, but this is when we are feeling heavy. You know, it could be a moment of the day or of the year where we are feeling heavy. And so, yeah, that's it. So, these are the, this is the legend I give you. And then I really invite you to create your own symbols. And it's an easy way and quick way to do a chart. If you have your, like, a page of your notebook right now, you can do the scheme, yeah? And you already set the time of the day. And so any time during the day, you know, it just takes 2 seconds. You take your notebook, you're feeling, you're having a good experience, a good stage, and then you put a crown, you know. It's really quick. So, yeah. Do you have questions? I think it's clear. Do you like it? So, enjoy. And I really, really suggest to do it for as the closure of the year as well. Because we can have fun.
In fact, for those of you who would like to process your year, right? In the next 24 hours, I would suggest you use this for this year so that you can actually bring your year to a close, right? And then daily on this retreat for your experience in the retreat so that you don't mix the experience of your year in the retreat. Does that make sense? So just have a chart. The vertical is the aim, the horizontal is the timeline, January, February, March, and just plot your journey in the year. It'll be very interesting. And then close it. And then start another chart for your next 4 days of the retreat. Yeah? So if something is not clear, it is good to ask.
No.
Yes. The vertical axis. What are the markers for the vertical axis? So the horizontal axis is time. It could be hourly, it could be monthly, it could be, you know, daily. What's the vertical axis, the markers?
You know, this is my progress. So there is no end to going up, but there must be a bottom line. So as I said, if you choose your bottom line, then it's easier to put everything else, you know, because now that you have seen what's also in the bad part, you know, for example, if when I am in that stage of wasting thoughts, repeat mode of negative thoughts, then I can say, okay, this is when I am very down, and this is when I am active with my mind, but I am wasting my thoughts. So I'll take the marker. Sorry.
So basically, it's the lowest form of your stage, which is no connection with Baba. Flat pancake. And then the highest form of your progress is combined with Baba. Joy.
Yeah, you can say that.
And then everything else is in between. Right? Yeah, but you need to keep at least have two markers on the vertical. The marker for the lowest, when have you felt your lowest? With no connection with Baba, alone, that's your bottom line. What's your top marker? Right? For the vertical, yeah. And then you can put your symbols accordingly.
Yeah, because this should be like, you know, that it goes up and it goes down and then it goes up and maybe it stays there and maybe it goes up and maybe it stays there and maybe it goes down and maybe, you know, this is life, I mean, to my experience. And so I cannot say, okay, today I felt this and that. If I put it into the perspective, then I really understand that when I'm combined, I'm happier. And when I'm having those waste thoughts, I'm here. And we have it so often during the day that we don't realize how low we are going. You know, so to put it into perspective here, it really makes you realize, wow, you know, I had this high experience and then I'm wasting my thoughts, you know.
And you know, the interesting thing is, you can have health problems, but you don't need to have waste thoughts about it. At a physical level, you could plot health problems at the bottom. But then you could also plot above it victory, that I didn't have any waste thoughts. So you'll start to see the parallel journey of your own issues. You see what I mean? Because we all have karmic accounts to settle. But because you have a karmic account to settle doesn't mean you're at the bottom.
No, you can also choose, you know, if the line is your self-progress, and there were some clashes of sanskars with someone, but you did practice virtue. So you can just put it up here, and in the same dot, you can point the flower, you can put the flower and the lightning bolt. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, if attachment is too broad to understand, you can create a symbol for jealousy. You can create a symbol for control, you know. This is a clear sign of, or preference, or, you know.
Anything with a feeling of excessive my idea, my way, my feeling, or ownership, excessive ownership of something is attachment.
Yeah.
It brings worry.
Yeah, like I work, you know, in my chart, I already also put my job because it's a big part of the day. And so if you work in the office, you can put a desk and you know that you were there, but how was your stage? So next to it, you can put, you know, something else. Other questions? But if you don't feel something that's in here, in the legend, you create your own. You know, I'm feeling a strong emotion right now, and it's sadness, but it's not in here. Then what do I do? You know, I create one. Yeah?
What do you think is the purpose of this chart? Yeah. To keep track of how you're feeling, and how does that help? Yeah. You can see your progress, and to see where you can improve and to not forget what? To not forget your aim and one virtue this thing developed. What is it? Hey, I didn't ask you. I offend, sorry? Responsibility? Yeah? honesty. You know, the one thing that brings you close to God's heart is deep honesty. That's the first basis of strengthening a connection with God. If you can't be honest with your feelings and your heart can't come close to Baba. So this is not optional. It's necessary. Right? Because if we don't know what we're feeling, Baba gives us a lot of rich things and nothing's going inside. So as you start doing this, you'll start to lighten the heart because you're making it visible and honest to Baba. And then you go to Baba's room at night before you go to sleep and you just give it to Baba. Act one, scene one of the play today is over. Right? Then you go to sleep peacefully. No guilt, no regret, no, oh, I wish I could have done, none of those feelings. You just go to Baba's room and you give it all to him. Clean the slate. Okay? You can do that? Yeah? Great.
I wanted to add one more thing that I give it for granted, but maybe it's not. And is that, as Gopi was saying about honesty, in this chart, there is no judgment. I've chosen two different colors for the bad and the good ones, but there are no bad and goods. Everything depends on my aim. So, of course, if I'm aiming to become a world champion of something and I don't train for a week, that's not good for my aim. Yeah? So everything is based on the aim. And please, more honest I am with myself without judging myself. You know, judging means feeling that I've done this and then you add all other emotions to what you've done. You know, the first rule is you've done, don't do it anymore, move on. So don't waste time after you've recognized something thinking about what you've done. So this is the chart to see, you know, it's just to see. And Baba says the worst sin is when we close our consciousness. So we do mistakes, we do things, we continue to do things that are against our well-being, and we don't realize it. So it's really important to let go of the judgment. Because if I judge myself, it will be more and more difficult to be honest, of course. So, enjoy and have a good retreat.
Thank you. So we know this morning has been full of information. We'll repeat many of it as reminders throughout the retreat. But if you have any questions about things we've discussed, you can ask one of us on our way. But right now, we have a special treat, which is that you have all been invited to a spiritual carnival. There's a Sato Pradhan fair happening in Dadi Janki Park. And so we're going to request that you gather all of your belongings, and you actually have a golden ticket in your notebook that will be used in the fair today. So make sure that you bring all of that with you. And so with that, we'll say an Om Shanti and have some spiritual fun. So if you can all follow Suzanne, who's at the door right now, and we'll all walk together to the park. So please stay together as a group. Some may not know the way, so we'll walk together.